In the headlines, a 20-year-old man has been remanded after appearing on an August 2nd murder charge. Barbadians to see lower prices under new agreement between CARICOM and Colombia. Water resources at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital get a major boost. The literary arts community in Barbados is ready for CARIFESTA 15 and calling on Barbadians to support. And the Caribbean Broadcasting Union Awards captivated the regional media fraternity last night. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. Good afternoon, I am Crystal J. Paul. Details coming up. 20-year-old Pharrell Isaiah Fagan Lord of Niles Road, Waterhall, Land St. Michael, has been remanded to Dodds Prison. He appeared before Magistrate Ian Weeks in the District A Criminal Court moments ago, charged with the August 2nd murder of Jair Quintine of Country Park Towers. Fagan Lord was not required to plead to the indictable charge. He also faces charges of serious bodily harm, endangering life, and unlawful possession of a firearm in connection with the same incident which left Terencio Trotman injured. Fagan Lord again was not required to plead and will return to court on September 18th. Barbadians are expecting to benefit from lower prices on a range of goods under a revised trade agreement between CARICOM and Colombia. Speaking at the official opening of the Colombian embassy at the Courtyard Lucerne building this morning, Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons, highlighted the importance of regional collaboration, noting Colombia's critical role in helping to reduce the impact of tariffs across the region.
Has the net importance, which ultimately will be the consumer, and that the tariff likely is going to have an impact on our cost of living. Even as we were having that very difficult discussion, the Republic of Colombia was extending an arm of cooperation and assistance to us, and saying to us, there is a CARICOM-Colombia trade agreement, which we can simply revise. Let us tear it apart, let us look carefully at what it is that we are bringing into the region and to see where there are tariffs protecting items and commodities. So let us remove the tariff or reduce it and make sure that our consumers are able to benefit from a lower cost of living.
Minister Simmons added that CARICOM countries have signed onto the revised agreement and Barbados is set to see reductions in the cost of some commodities.
And I'm happy to say that across CARICOM today, I believe all member states have now signed on to that revised Colombia-CARICOM trade agreement. And a number of commodities whereby consumers who have been paying high prices are now going to be able to enter Barbados and enter this region at lower costs. And frankly speaking, it is a testimony to the spirit of collaboration and South-South partnership and South-South dialogue in a progressive way that enables us to take policy steps that redound to the benefit of the consuming public here in Barbados and here across this region.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital, QEH, is boosting its water resources with the addition of a 50,000 imperial gallon water tank. The water storage tank is already in use and is being used to strengthen the hospital's water independence. Speaking virtually at a press conference this morning at the QEH, Minister in the Prime Minister's office with the responsibility for water resources, Chantal Monroe Knight, outlined how the initiative improves the hospital's self-sufficiency. Monroe Knight hailed the tank as an investment in infrastructure resilience.
This storage tank is an investment in resilience and in healthcare delivery for all of Barbados. Climate change is forcing us to adapt in varying ways, whether it is that we're facing drought conditions, varying rainfall. All of these things mean that as a country, we need to ensure that we can build resilience in our infrastructure, our systems, and our processes. This 50,000 gallon water storage tank is part of that. It would help the Queen Elizabeth Hospital build resilience, moving from a capacity for just 4 days to full 7 days in the case of any time we will have water outage.
Minister in the Prime Minister's office with responsibility for water resources, Chantal Monroe Knight. You're listening to the lunchtime edition of The Latest. Independent Senator Monique Tate has added her voice to growing concerns over the new Police Act amendment, which could see citizens fined up to $10,000 for refusing to help police during an arrest. Speaking in the upper house yesterday, Senator Tate questioned whether any research was done to measure the public's fear of crime and personal safety before introducing such a controversial provision.
Elders. We have people who needed help who were elderly. Back in the day, Barbadians, nobody would have been so stupid to interfere with anybody, particularly on those busy areas, in those busy areas, particularly with elderly persons. That's not who we are. So we are afraid. People respond with knives and guns now. And the guns, according to the talk, are more modern, faster than that which are issued to our police service. So how are we addressing this, and how was this allowed to be imported into this proposed amendment from 1975 when it first went into the legislation? In 1975, the most that would happen is you would get hit with a rock stone.
Independent Senator Monique Tate. The controversial interception of communications bill, widely dubbed the wiretapping legislation, was passed yesterday with one key change made regarding Clause 5. All interception must now be backed by a warrant under any circumstance. All 11 government senators backed it, along with Independents John Rogers, Andrew Malilu, Lyndall Nurse, and Kevin Boyce. Opposition Senators Ryan Walters and Andre Worrell voted against, while Independents Christopher Maynard, Monique Tate, and Crystal Drakes abstained. Barbadians are now being urged to show greater respect for seniors and value their contribution to modern society. In a World Senior Citizens Day message, Barb President Marilyn Rice Bowen stressed that the wisdom and experiences of the elderly must be heard and harnessed to help tackle today's challenges.
Our elders are not passengers on the journey of progress. They are seasoned navigators who have weathered storms we are only beginning to encounter. When we talk about empowering elderly voices, we are not talking about charity or token gestures. We are talking about recognizing that our seniors possess something irreplaceable, lived experience. They have witnessed our island transform from colonial rule to independence, from sugar estates to a modern economy, from typewriters to smartphones. They have adapted, survived, and thrived through changes that would challenge any generation.
President of the Barbados Association of Retired Persons, BARP, Marilyn Rice Bowen. Carifesta 15, set to open tomorrow, will showcase much more than music and dance, and Barbadians are being encouraged to dive into the literary arts that will be on display. Managing Director at Story Shift, Aisha Gibson, says the literary arts community is excited about the festival and said it provides a key opportunity for Barbadians to see the depth of the industry. Media practitioners from across the region assembled in Barbados over the last few days for the Caribbean Broadcasting Union's 36th award ceremony. From 7 p.m., the Hilton Barbados was transformed last night as journalists from radio, television, and print gathered to celebrate the best of content from 2024. Philippe Amy has those details.
The Caribbean Broadcasting Union's 36th Media Awards lit up the region last night, with Jamaica and Belize dominating the spotlight. The RJR Gleaner Communications Group of Jamaica emerged as the top performer, scooping up 12 awards and 6 special mentions. Close on their heels, Greater Belize Media also made waves with 12 awards and 3 special mentions. Host country, Barbados, held its own, securing 8 awards and 7 special mentions. The Barbados Government Information Service led the local charge with 4 wins, while Starcom Network picked up 2 awards. CBC Barbados and The Nation newspaper also grabbed wins. From Trinidad and Tobago, TTT Limited shone with 3 awards and 4 mentions, while the Guardian Media Group took 2 awards and a mention. There were also historic firsts. Radio Turks and Caicos and the Guyana Chronicle both earned special mentions in their debut entries. And the excitement does not end there. New sponsors have signed on for 2026, including a brand new Caribbean Defender of Media Freedom Award and SDG Champion Awards. The CBU says this year's winners prove the region's media is not only thriving, but breaking new ground. Philippe Amy, Starcom Network News.
Thank you, Philippe. Our top stories. A 20-year-old man has been remanded after appearing on an August 2nd murder charge. Barbadians to see lower prices under new agreement between CARICOM and Colombia. Water resources at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital get a major boost. The literary arts community in Barbados is ready for CARIFESTA 15 and calling on Barbadians to support. And the Caribbean Broadcasting Union Awards captivated the regional media fraternity last night. This has been the latest, the lunchtime edition on Starcom Network. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.